get it down to man size here. Just a word that I just feel. I'm sitting here and I can't go home without sharing this with you. We have been hearing very much about the leading of the Lord in your life and the Lord directing you. And one of the biggest errors I feel that comes into the whole realm of missions and direction is so often I remember sitting as a kid too in church or in a fellowship, and the missionaries would come and say, you know, the Lord spoke to me so clearly, and my ears pick up a word, oh, he heard this. You know, I have had direction from the Lord from many areas of ministry. Our dear brother going to work with the Indians. I've worked with the Indians. I've been found direction in many ways. And I've never heard the Lord speak to me with these ears. Got me? But I certainly haven't heard him speak in here. God is a spirit. So he speaks by his spirit. And if you're waiting for a verbal voice and you've got nowhere because you've never heard that voice, then start recognizing he speaks in your inner heart by the spirit. He lays it on your heart. He impresses you. You can call it different names. But I do hope that you'll pick up the principle that if you've got nowhere because you've never heard with these ears, recognize he speaks to our hearts by the Spirit through his word and gives us divine direction. Secondly, we talked about surrender, commitment. One of the greatest lies of the devil is that if you ever surrender to the Lord, look out. One brother says you're going to go there and die in one day. You know, the concept that many of us have of God, that if you would ever say, God, okay, here I am, I surrender, help yourself. He'll say to you, boy, I've been waiting for this for 10 years. Am I ever glad you've said that? You'll regret this as long as you live. I'm going to ship you off to Africa. You're going to eat snakes and spinach the rest of your life. Boy, have I been waiting for this day. Is that what he say? Is that the kind of God you know? The father or parent, if you had a wayward son that came home and said, Dad, Mom, you know, I've sure messed up, but I'm sure going to try and do the best I can. You're going to say, boy, I've waited for this. I'll take all your toys away. You're not going to have a car. You're going to be in your queue for curfew at 10 every night. You'll regret that decision, but I'm sure glad you said it. Is that what you'd say? You know, no, you wouldn't. Get a new concept of a God. If you want to know what God's like, look at Calvary. Don't look at the Old Testament where he wiped out the children. Look at Calvary. The enemy would say, look, see what God's like. He's a hard God. Look at it. He was so mean. He went all the way down, all the whole family and those poor kids. They didn't deserve it. That's the kind of God you have. If you want to know what God's like, keep your eyes on Calvary. For God so loved, he gave. Get a new concept of what God's like. And surrender to him becomes easy. And you get it. My backup verse for it would be from Romans 12, 2. To present your bodies a living sacrifice, and you will prove that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. Not only in his sight, but it'll be good for you. Oh, one other one I got a real quick. I'm giving you a great big 3-point things in a gel thing. So many are struggling with the will of God. What's the will of God? The will of God for my life. I've worked a lot with young people. They often used to come out, how do I know the will of God? And the moment we think of the will of God, we think, where? Where does he want me? Where does he want me to go? You know that every verse in the Bible relating to the will of God, not one of them deals with direction. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is what you should be. Because if you are what you should be, you'll soon be where you ought to be. That's a Woodward one. Got it? If you are what you should be, you'll soon be where you ought to be, geographically. If you're 10,000 miles from where he wants you and you come total surrender, it won't take him long to get you to where you should be. The will of God is what? So you're not praying so much, Lord, use me, just, Lord, make me usable. Anything usable, he uses. Got it? Okay. The will of God is what? And so if you've never willingly resisted his will as you've asked him to lead you, then you must be in it. Got it? If you've never knowingly, willingly resisted his will, you must be in it. Thank him for it and get going. God bless you.